heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right, here we are. Welcome back to Common Folk.
I'm so confused. What the hell is going on?
The live podcast for the people.
Normally, that's
people.
The first thing we do.
The first ever live.
Yes. Yeah. Video live. We're streaming. We're doing it all.
So here we are today. If you're watching live, you're one of the lucky few. If not, you can watch it after the fact. Hopefully it works. It might not work. We might delete it. We might have to figure something else out. But
looks good. Looks good so far.
We're trying to make this thing work. So we're not audio video experts. Andy has a little bit of background in it because he's, works for the news channel.
Self-taught.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of self-taught. So he's got some things going on. We went to the local camera store up in Omaha who has all the things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they I talked to him about all of those things. It was super confusing. Mm-hmm. They had this nice used camera that I was like, okay, I'm going to start with that. Mm-hmm. So we got that thing bought. That's what people are watching right now. It's a great device. We'll try to use it for a number of different things. We'll see. We've got our old school audio recorder pumping in the audio right now, which it's a great device as well. So.
Yes, it is.
Who knows? We're trying to figure out how to make things work. Yep. So here we go.
Right.
Here we go. So Common Folk Live. Today, let's have just a quick little conversation that a lot of people are thinking about right now, and that is the election. So it's the election's what, the 5th? November 5th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today's October 17th. So we're a couple of weeks from that. There's already a lot of early voting going on, mail-in voting, whatever, however all that works.
Yep.
I have not heard any news as far as like what those results are. I don't think they're going to publish those.
Yeah, I don't think they are supposed to.
Yeah, probably
the
not.
Only thing I heard was that there was such confusion on Nebraska voting and then Iowa. It was after, so people wanted to go to the polls in Iowa. And it wasn't like early voting. That's what the news was saying the other day. I'm like, is it not everybody the same day? I guess not. So do we even know that?
I don't.
Okay.
The big thing with Nebraska right now is they passed a deal where ex-convicts can vote.
I saw that, yeah. That literally happened like just this week, right?
Yeah.
So felons in Nebraska are now, they've gone through their rehabilitation, all those kinds of things. I think they have to qualify.
Yes.
But they can vote now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like just
right
in time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, we think?
I listen to, a number of different like talk radio stuff or whatever. Excuse me. One of the primary ones is NPR, which is always left. We know that.
Sure.
Like they lean that way. Their interpretation was that the majority of these folks are in a district that usually leans left.
It's the blue dot.
Yeah.
Right.
And they are going to have a fair amount of influence on that particular district. And that district has one electoral college vote.
Yes.
So it's important.
It's important. It is an important one.
Is Zach entering the chat
right
now?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking, that they want more votes for the left. Is that what we're thinking?
Well, we don't know necessarily what these guys are going to vote for. It was just that they are in an area that has normally leaned left. So they might help swing it the other way.
That's where most of the inmates are, is in that area. I think this could be a huge case of careful what you wish for. You got this pushed through and you don't know how these people are going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're fed up with one side versus the other side. Why did I have my right to vote taken away in the first place?
Yeah.
Exactly, I served my time. I served my peace. Like, why can't I vote right now? So I think that all that's to be determined. And it is peculiar that it got passed 2 weeks, 3 weeks before.
Huh. Right. Weird timing.
Yeah. It was the same as the last week when Nebraska tried to do the all or none vote.
Mm-hmm.
Where that would have secured, where if the majority would have been one way or the other, all electoral votes went that way. And Nebraska is one of two states that don't do it that way. And if I really dive into it. I kind of like that. I think everybody, I think it furthers everyone's vote and voice counts. Like, why not? Why not split up the districts? And if you have a population that's big enough to support splitting up your electoral votes, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you want to do that?
Sure. Do it.
Why would you just want to lump everybody all for one side when it's a 60-40? Let's take Texas. It goes 60-40 on all those electoral votes. Nope. You're all red. Nope. You're all blue. Well, no, that's not what happened. You know, that's not how the vote went down. So I kind of appreciate Nebraska being a little left to center compared to a lot of other states and not being a winner-take-all state. So I don't know. It just kind of sucks when it doesn't go your way, right?
Right.
I got so we're doing the live stream. My buddy that's watching, he said that there's a little delay. The audio sounds good, but the video's a little bit choppy, so we'll stick up with that. We'll see what's going on.
It says stream is healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You can tell when you watch, like I just posed right here, but I really didn't pose. Did you see that?
No.
Well, there is going to be a delay, but I get it.
No,
I
but
get
it with the choppiness. Did like a freeze for a second. It was like freeze frame.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure how this
works. See? Look.
Yeah.
We're learning. So back to that, like local stuff, you know, when you talk about election, everyone wants to talk about like the president, right? I mean, that's the main thing. That's the main point of conversation.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But there's a lot of local things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, you can have a whole lot more impact. Not even my opinion. It's a fact. You can have a whole lot more impact locally than you can on the national stage.
Sure.
And for me, the problem that I have is getting educated on the local elections. So is it my fault? Am I not going out and searching enough? Am I not being presented enough? Am I only being presented what each side wants me to hear?
Yeah.
So therefore I'm not, you know what I mean? Like I think that's a big part of the election conversation.
And the outreach, it all just goes to the top, you know, all the support money, all the PAC money. It all goes to the top two dogs, right? Mm-hmm. And forget about your school board. Forget about your county road maintainer, you know, kind of road guy.
Right.
And especially for you guys out here, I think that road guy really matters.
Oh, that's a fact.
Right?
Because I'm the road guy.
So we got to get this guy out of here.
Yeah. No, but to your point, I mean, just even watching Bunny Ears at home, the dang commercials are so annoying. And that is the only time I can hear one side or the other, and I don't know if they're legit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next. So for folks like us, you know, years ago we decided no more satellite TV, no more cable TV. Okay. We're done with this stuff. It's a waste of money, you know, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people have done it. They've cut the cord, all the things, right?
Now paying more for all this streaming services.
Yeah, so it comes back around. But either way, we have Bunny Ears, the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 15 channels to choose from. They all kind of show the same kind of thing. But we're watching the shows in the evening, and it's, you know, 3, 6, 7, 15, 42, you know, your main ones.
Yeah.
And the political commercials are just bombing those channels right now.
It's a late run.
And it's so interesting to me. Like, I sit there and watch it, and I think the answer is a debate, but I sit there and watch it, and I see the back and forth between the two candidates, this candidate's commercial, this candidate's commercial, this one, this one, right, this right, one, right. this one, back and forth, back and forth. Uh-huh. All they're doing is talking shit about each other, both of them, whole time.
And they're saying the exact opposite of one another. And so it's like, well, one of you two's lying. And then they get out of that by saying, well, maybe it's a misrepresentation or maybe I'm stretching this or stretching it. It's like those commercials do no good because they say it's a 180 from each other. They both accuse the other one of lying through what they're pulling for. And I mean, it doesn't matter if the local one that I bet you guys are seeing a lot of is Deb Fischer and Osborne.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, ooh, I know who I'm voting for, but
I
don't know that it has
based on commercials, which a lot of people listening to this have
based
no
on
idea
commercials,
that race.
I'm voting for Deb.
See? But why? But that's the point. Why?
I don't know why. Because Osborne had a blue collar worker on there, Deb did, and this guy was a blue collar worker, and he hates Osborne.
Okay,
there you go. So the commercial, last night we watched TV last night for a couple of hours because our son, who's still at home, he likes Survivor.
Oh, I thought you said he likes politics.
No. So he's watching Survivor. Well, in every commercial break, it's those two.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And there might be a couple of other things sprinkled in. Mm-hmm. But what she's getting at is this commercial that played 10 times was some dude. It said where he was from in Nebraska.
Yeah.
It showed his job, all these things. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, you know, Dan Osborne, he's just a, in disguise. He's a Democrat in disguise.
And he's,
you know,
for he's, the burr.
Yeah, all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. So you see that. So that's my point is that. Mm-hmm. So Morgan's a great example. The only thing she's seen is those commercials.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so those commercials have made her decide, oh, this is the lady I want to vote for because of those commercials. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there looking at that going, oh, my God. Like, there couldn't be any more contradictory statements between the two of these. Like, what you were saying earlier. Yeah. How do I believe either one of them? Mm-hmm. I want to see the two of them. Like, I want to see – what I want to see is – a half an hour or an hour of those two sitting there playing each other's commercials and then talking about those commercials.
Oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
That would be good.
Now,
what a good idea.
What do you mean by that, Deb? I mean, you just straight up called him a liar and a snake in the grass. What do you mean by that?
100%. 100%.
That'd be good.
And let the dude talk about the accusations and vice versa.
That ain't going to happen, though.
It's not. But see, that's the logical... That is this common folk perspective. We sit here and look at this stuff, and we're like, mm-hmm. "Let's just get to the truth."
Yeah, I'd like it if they're less insulated. You know, maybe that's what we need to do on News Channel Nebraska next, right? Have a few of these local debates. You know,
why not? Right? Yeah. If you could get it in front of enough people, I think
that'd be fantastic too.
And the debate, the thing is, the debate thing. Like, I think the debate. Environment or whatever is probably the right way to go about it, but not the way that so many of these national debates have been managed and run.
I forget the term that our old boss man used because he was really hammering some old tired slogans when he was running for Congress. And, you know, came around like, why do you keep bringing that up? Like, we're over that. Everyone's already on your side. We know that on the other side, you know. He goes, no, it's geopolitics. You got to keep hammering it. You got to get that message out. If I'm going to win, I need to hammer on this one thing. So, like, he's looking at it as, like, a national level. You know, it's just a different way of thinking.
I think what the reality is that they've figured out that here's the things that we need to say and here's the angles we need to hit them from.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the people. And they're like, because this is what's going to influence them and this is what's going to get us votes.
Right.
But then you have folks like us who are sitting back and looking at this going, man, I need more information.
Right.
Like, this isn't making sense. So then what happens, and I don't know if this is for a lot of people, but for myself, I look at that and I go, okay, I'm seeing these two going at it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing their stupid commercials of hollering at each other.
Right.
And I'm not prepared to vote for either one of them. So screw both of them.
Yeah.
I'm not voting on it.
But here's the other side.
Oh,
that's
so
you. See, that's you. But what they want is probably quick bait, right? That's mm-hmm. what that is. Mm-hmm. And for something to lodge in my brain. And when I'm going to vote for the president and I know who I'm voting for, I'm just going to remember that one little thing and boom, fill in that little bubble.
And that is
what they want.
It is.
I can say I have been guilty of doing that for sure. But I also will read the nominations or the people that are on the ballot. And if I don't know, I just don't fill it out.
You shouldn't fill it out.
Because I'm not just like guessing.
But by hammering that one point home in something that's very simple, like he's a snake in the grass.
Yeah.
And then that's in your head.
And then you're like, oh.
Then you're also playing this complex where it's like, well, I can't tell. I want to tell everyone I voted. And I don't want to admit to myself that I don't know enough about this to vote. You know, so they're kind of feeding those people too.
Definitely, because it's really hard to dig deep and figure out the truth.
You didn't like Osborne's commercial where he's like, Deb Fisher's been bought off by Big Ag. That's why she's never back. That's why she doesn't do anything. That's why she hasn't had a town hall in 12 years. Like, that resonates with me. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
She hasn't. And you know what? Yeah. And then
I don't remember if I saw that one.
He also said in his last commercial that, and man, they just hammer him quick, right? These slogans that just stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
That she vetoed Donald Trump's initial border thing that he tried to pass. And he's like, Republicans put that together and she voted it down. I was always for a secure border.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what his old party would have said.
Yeah.
You know, they would have been the first ones to veto. So it's like, man, what did she veto for real?
See,
you know?
And the reality is, like, exactly what you're talking about right there between those two is playing out between other two mm-hmm. all across the country.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same shit. Mm-hmm. And nobody, unless you're going to, like, literally spend hours and try to dig in and figure out, and maybe that's our responsibility. Maybe that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
No one has time for that. You just don't. And you know what's conflicting to me is that damn last name, because I like Tom Osborne.
Yeah. Yep. And they've made that clear.
Are
no
they
relation.
Family?
No relation. Oh, they made that.
Okay.
They
okay.
made that clear. Yeah.
You guys, I'm but, serious. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know, it's so hard
for right? folks yeah. who are having no idea what Morgan's talking about.
Yeah.
Tom Osborne is the greatest Nebraska football coach
of all time.
Of
so
all time.
With this political,
you kind of need to like the Osborne last name.
You do. Name. You do. It does seem like a little cheat Cody's got going
totally.
On there,
totally.
Right?
I think
does.
He might win yeah. just because of that.
No way. I think your initial thought where he's just a Democrat in disguise. That's from the people I talk to.
That's happening.
That's what I
yeah.
get. So, yeah. okay.
Yeah. Regardless, it's, you know, the point is that it's like, man, how are you supposed to know, you know, and yeah. I just wish there was a different way that people would go about it. Like you said, you know, someone like News Channel Nebraska comes along and says, hey, let's get these two together. Hey, I'm going to hold you responsible for everything that you've said and everything that you've done here. I'm going to play your commercial in front of you right now. Because at the end of your
That'd
commercial,
be awesome.
At
Andy,
the end of your
you
commercial, you
yeah.
said,
yeah.
I'm so-and-so and I support this commercial or whatever it is, right?
That big one. The reason nothing's been done is because Deb Fisher's been bought off by Big Ag. Okay. Yeah. Deb, what's your rebuttal to that? Like, why would he say that?
My exactly. But my point is that on TV mm-hmm. and on these commercials, you know, you're all big and bad and you're saying, yep, this is the what you just saw in this commercial is basically my words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk to you. You said these are your words.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play this real quick. I want you to tell me.
We know what you're
I want you
saying.
To tell me what you think about these things.
Yeah.
And then I want to hear the other guy say, oh, okay. Or the other lady say, yeah. oh, okay. Here's my rebuttal to that.
They're not going to do that.
Like a Kill
Can
Tony
you
type of. Well, you could do that too. Like have a
but
Kill Tony setup.
Doesn't that just seem like so
basic.
Common sense?
But you
like,
know,
yeah.
No, what would be good
They're
is if intimated. There was an app and it was like, this person is for this. He's like the exact same thing, and you know what they're for
what,
and against, and then you can compare
is,
them.
What would happen is it would get yeah, it would get
Snoops
spun.
Snopes got,
and they would be yeah. like, "Well, the app is run by yeah. you know the right, and
Are
they
the
run
Russians.
Everything that way." Yeah, the Russians.
Russia.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to win yeah. at any of that shit. Like, you need these two people face to face.
Or do we just need more celebrities telling us who to vote for? Like, maybe we should ask Taylor
yeah,
Swift.
Let's...
Are you for Deb Fisher or are you for Osborne?
Dude, here? If Tay-Tay comes out and tells me which one of those is most important.
That'd be great.
I'm golden.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, right, because we believe everything that Tay-Tay does.
Hey. Yeah.
She felt shit.
I don't know how you can argue with
yeah.
Tay-Tay.
Oh, right.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought with the political stuff, and then you bring up Osborne, I wanted to shout out our boy. For the boys, Will Compton on his podcast. Have you ever heard of Bussin' with the Boys?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they actually had Donald Trump on a couple days ago.
Stop.
Donald Trump nice. Was on Bussin' with the Boys. Like, get out of here.
Was it good? Typical?
Yeah, pretty typical. I mean, these guys are nothing more than jocks. They are dick mm-hmm. and fart jokes mm-hmm. talking with the boys.
Really?
And so that's kind of how they approach Trump. And Trump's like, oh, I can play that game. Let's do it, you know. So, but he talked about Tom Osborne and how he admired. I think he forgot the guy's name until they reminded him who Tom Osborne was. But that was just my read on how he's like, you guys had a great coach for so long. And he was so good for so long. You know who I'm talking about? Tom Osborne. Yeah, Tom Osborne.
Oh, God.
But it was pretty cool. And, of course, they're just riffing and talking like in a locker room, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the New York Times reached out and said, hey, why'd you guys laugh at that one line where he said meeting somebody in a dark alley and guy that lifts weights all day? Why'd you guys laugh at that? What was the humor in that?
Oh my gosh.
And so, freaking Will Compton, former linebacker of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, did his typical Twitter repost, you know, his reaction post. Mm-hmm. And he went through and he's like, this is bullshit. You know what they're trying to say. You know what they're trying to do, but I do have a comment for it. And then he lifts up his cheek and just farts. Just farts into the microphone and then cuts the video. Like, he did that to the New York Times. and he tagged him. Like, he just...
That's hilarious.
And it's over. This is where we're at. It's freaking loony. It's looniness. I mean, that's in response to an interview with Trump.
That's how important our freaking
it is, yeah.
National yeah. news outlets are.
We're trying to get Deb Fischer to do a debate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's on Bussin' with the Boys and talking shit.
But the reality is, like, you know, I mean, guys like that, they're reaching the masses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people are getting their information.
Exactly.
And many people don't trust these other ones mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for me, I mean, it's always just been like, I have this mentality of I'm questioning everything that they're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not questioning it to a point where, like, I don't believe you, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. It's just that I hear what you're saying. Let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Does that seem to make sense? Does that add up? You know, and that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're sitting and you're listening to someone like those dudes, if you really trust those dudes or us, if you trust our podcast, you're sitting and listening to us talk and you're like, those are the kind of people that I relate with. It makes sense what they're saying, and you trust it,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you trust it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing more to it than that.
And people feel like they know folks like us and like those other guys as well.
Yeah.
Because they're essentially having a conversation with them every single day.
And to their credit, Will Compton was really good at football. He is good at football
mm-hmm.
and he knows that and he owns that. You know, he owns being a slow white guy linebacker in the NFL. And, but he kind of uses that as a prop, too. It's like, well, I must have been doing something right. You know, as a 10-year vet in the NFL, you know, I must not have been that slow. So, but to your point, they're just two guys with their, you know, everything's on their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they can just kind of riff and have fun. And I think that's why Donald Trump realized that before maybe anybody. And he's been on all sorts of podcasts the last 3 weeks. Andrew Schultz, the comedian. That podcast has exploded. He was on that a couple of weeks ago.
Well, let's get him on.
Bring on Don.
Let's do it. No, but it is amazing. And then I think Kamala Harris was on a couple of podcasts too. So,
I'm sure she did so good.
Yeah, it was kind of rough from what I saw. Call Her Daddy. Is that one of your favorite pods?
Call Her Daddy?
Call Her Daddy.
No, never
heard
of it.
Yeah, they talk about, you know, women and being... You know, the boss, being king, female kings and stuff.
Instead of calling him daddy?
You call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy, yeah.
So that's the one she went on?
That's the big one that I think she went on recently.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Did she say her normal lines?
Oh, yeah. And... Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. She, well,
did she have a,
I was raised in a middle-class family.
Yeah, that's the good one.
Her last interview on Fox News went pretty bad to where they cut it. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, like I didn't see that.
I think she's had a few of them like that.
Yeah, that was tough. And, you know, I think Trump goes off script, and that's where his people are like, what are we going to do?
Right.
You know,
right.
We would wave our hands up and down and say, cut it, cut it, cut it. But this is our guy. Let him go.
Yep.
So should we take our predictions? Like, I mean, do we think, are we putting our money on somebody here?
I will tell you, and I don't want to say who I
think is going to win.
Well, I don't know on the local scale. I don't know enough about Dan. Isn't it Dan Osborne?
Oh, I'm not talking local anymore. I'm talking big scale.
Well, I think Deb Fischer is going to win because she does have a lot more money and tenure behind her.
Okay.
But Dan's right. Like, I think somewhere along the line, she said something to the effect of, I believe in term limits. I'm not going to be one of those people that stick around forever. You know, when my term's up, I'm out. Okay.
I think isn't that it, and maybe I'm wrong, but just a little bit that I've seen in that race, and again, where it can kind of translate to the rest of the United States, you've got one who's been in politics for a long time, and then you've got one who is deciding, I've had enough, I've heard enough, I'm mm-hmm. getting involved now.
Yeah. And he tried to start as a Democrat, and then he's like, well, this isn't working at all, mm-hmm. and it never really will in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went to independent, and he picked up some steam. I mean, he's running. You know, he's picked up enough money to be running commercials like you're seeing right now. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think Deb will win that. And on the national scale, I'm still up in the air. I really am.
What's
I
gonna
am
like
too.
What is gonna happen? I mean, how do you even know really based on like the last couple elections? How can you even predict?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when Trump got elected, 2016. That night it was all but called for Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were like, she's got it. Game's over. Mm-hmm. This thing's done. And then he gets elected. So how do you even know, right, from that scenario?
Yeah.
And then the next 4 years later.
Then they cheat.
It was basically the other way around.
Yeah. Is this where we hit end?
Yeah, no.
This is our first YouTube stream. You can't do that.
I can't say.
They're cutting it. They're cutting it.
Yeah, we're out.
Someone cheated?
Anyway, so. And then 4 years later, it was basically all but called for Trump. And then it was like, oh, shit.
Oh, here's 380,000 votes that we didn't count or something.
So then here we are today. And I was telling Morgan this last night because we were seeing all these stupid political commercials. And I was like, obviously you have Trump who's come back around. You know, he's running. And then you've got this candidate who didn't even get selected for this position. I mean, the woman, if I understand correctly, if I remember – ran for president.
Got toasted.
One
first
of
debate.
The first out of the group of like 10.
But I
10.
Don't remember that win.
Okay,
what year?
That would have been 2016.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
It would have been 2020 because Trump was the incumbent. So it was who was going to become the Democratic candidate.
She ran in 2020. I thought
I feel like it had to have been because they were trying to decide who was going to be the Democratic candidate in 2020.
Oh.
And then somehow she got selected for VP. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. The point is that she ran for position and was the first one out of her group, if not the first one, cut out of like 8 or 10 people. So there we are. And then here we are today.
You know, she didn't gain a vote for anything. She didn't get voted on anything.
Yeah.
She rode the coattails into the VP position and then is now like, hey, I'm running for president. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm not saying she is or isn't qualified or all these things about her. All I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is that you didn't earn this spot.
Right. Yeah. On that front, no. Like, and I think it's another thing where they're saying one thing, and I feel it's the exact opposite, where they're saying Donald Trump is the threat to democracy. It's like, well, this guy's getting votes. Mm-hmm. What votes did you get?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just.
Do you even think she wanted to do this?
It's bizarro land.
You know, because
I'd say she wanted to. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a whole nother conversation. I honestly don't think Trump ever wanted to do this, but
he felt the need to.
But
I just to even consider it, you got to have quite the ego. Like it's pretty wild, you know, like a god complex.
On betting, do people bet?
Yeah,
on this?
Trump's winning.
Is this a thing?
Trump's taking a strong lead
in Vegas?
On all the betting lines.
You got some lines on.
There is.
I'm not kidding.
Do you have lines?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's way ahead on now. Like her that last Fox interview and the one before that where she really got off script accidentally or couldn't hear her earpiece or something. But
her earring. You mean.
Yeah. But man, the lines really shifted towards Trump. The betting odds.
Okay.
Does that bring any skepticism for you in terms of like, it makes you wonder like what's Vegas's motivation? So like, put this guy ahead so that a bunch of people will start putting money on him.
Yeah.
So it brings more money into the system.
Right. No, on the surface that sounds like something, right? It sounds good, but in reality, no. It's the most honest thing out there. That's why I love the sports betting talk because these are people that have their livelihood. They actually have skin in the game, money on the line, So if you're going to put in a $1,000 bet on Donald Trump winning the presidency, you believe that. You're trying to double your money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if you're using metrics that are being fed to you of like, this is the best choice, like look at what everybody else is doing, and it kind of creates almost this herd mentality.
Sure. I mean, you do, I guess you could say, I think you're comparing it to like some whales out there where they'll see like a certain game. They don't like the point spread, so they'll bet the opposite way, like $300,000. That way they can come back and bet $600,000 on the way they wanted to. Is mm-hmm. that kind of what you're getting at?
Well, no, what I'm getting at is just like the mentality of, so say I'm going to bet some money, and what are the things that are going to influence my decision to bet that money? So I'm looking and I'm going, okay, Vegas is saying that this dude is X amount of points ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing all these other people voting on him. Like, it makes me feel like, oh, I should bet on that dude because that's probably where sure. it's going to go because this is what everyone else is doing.
Sure, but that's also a good representation of all of it, right?
That's it.
That's how mm-hmm. that's how betting on NFL football games work. There's public money, there's sharp money, and it's all thrown in the same pool. And so you get this like abstract idea of what everybody's thinking, and mm-hmm. then it's up to you to decipher what does that mean.
But I think 100%. I think from like a conspiracy standpoint, if you were to say, okay, what if the powers that be mm-hmm. wanted everybody to think that
mm-hmm.
so that sure. all this money gets pumped into yeah. the game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes the other way, and then all those people lose that money.
Right.
Oh, my God, you lost me at Where's the Line.
But I mean, sure, there could be some tampering, but I also think where, once again, people are putting their money out there, mm-hmm. so they're not going to put it into a shaky site mm-hmm. that they don't believe in.
Yeah.
So, you know, depending on which offshore account, or I think Vegas has a few books taking lines out on this too. But, I mean, I think everyone kind of keeps each other on the level.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the most honest way to go about it. I really do. Like,
yeah.
I trust the betting lines on who's going to win a baseball game, a football game, more than I do the pregame pundits talking about mm-hmm. it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's kind of the comparison. You know, like you said, the pregame pundits, it's the news channels.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, think of it. Do you believe CNN or Fox News talking who's going to win the presidency, or do you believe a bookie that has over $20,000 invested in this election thus far?
Right. Right.
Who do you think?
And that is encompasses hundreds, thousands of people who have made individual little bets mm-hmm. on what they actually feel.
Sure.
Which means. In a voting scenario, if that's what they feel, that's probably the way they're voting.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Of course right? it is.
So it's almost like a whole nother level. Like
yeah.
it's like
yeah.
it's like sports betting if you were the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah. It's Pete Rose.
So yeah, exactly. So you're betting and you also have the ability to influence the mm-hmm. outcome.
Yeah. And I do believe Pete Rose, rest in peace, he just passed away, Charlie Hustle. He always said that he always bet on his teams to win. And I believe him. So, like, is that so bad? I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of it's an odd thing.
Like, put your money where your mouth is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I almost admire that. I almost like that. Like,
yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Let's go back to, didn't they just say, too, on the news that they wheeled out Jimmy Carter?
Oh.
And he voted. And he was... Like, he's 100 years old. You didn't see him. Like,
oh
he's
God.
Lined up with his family. He's literally in a bed. He can't, yeah. I guess, walk or he's.
He looks dead.
Yeah,
he,
I think he's not even there.
Yeah.
And he casted his vote for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Jimmy.
That was bizarre, but yeah, I don't know. Both sides are getting kind of wacky. I mean,
yeah.
you're rolling out former dead presidents to vote. You're going on bussing with the boys to.
Did he shotgun any beers or fart on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. They tried to keep it together, but if you know anything about those two guys, it's impossible.
Cool.
If Trump comes here, we're going to introduce him to the little speakeasy. Right
I think
middle.
He'd. Well, you know, he wouldn't get into that.
No.
He doesn't drink.
Well, we could have a little something extra
yeah,
special
that's
for
right.
him.
People
you know
on
I mean?
Camera can't see this because look. The
it's,
computer's
it's behind,
in the way.
It's behind the
it's
computer.
It's a speakeasy.
Someday yeah. they'll see it
mm-hmm. okay.
once we figure out our YouTube Live thing.
Yeah. We need to get a player like that one.
And we're not
audio.
Glitchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but right now we're just running it through the laptop, which we still might have to somehow, some way anyway. But
yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's been working. I don't know. We can close out this election thing, but it's an interesting conversation with the common folk on what – your everyday people are thinking.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you guys can give your final recap if you want, but for me, I got no idea, man. I got no idea.
No idea about what?
I mean,
who's going to win?
I don't know who's going to win. I don't know who to vote for. And again, you know, everyone's when everyone feels like when you're saying this, you're talking about the president. I'm talking about top to bottom. It's all I do not have any great information, you know, on these more local ones. I don't feel comfortable, you know, with a lot of those in making the right decision. You know, when I look at the presidency, I do know personally what's the best decision for myself, for my family, for my economy, for my local community, and that is Donald Trump. I mean, I'll say that. That is the best decision right now of those two for this for what's going on in my life today. But outside of that, I got nothing. I don't know. Yeah. I got nothing.
Yeah, which you know? I feel like I'm okay with. I literally might go in and just vote.
For the president?
For the Don. And be done. I mean, because I've done it before, I just don't know enough. And I hate that because it reminds me of tests where you're just like guessing. And I don't want to guess.
Well, for the local stuff, I'd always try to get a hold of somebody that is in the mix. Let's say it has to do with education. So, all right, you know, talk to my wife, you know, school teacher. What are your guys saying? What would be best? What would be best for the students and the teachers? Who? Which one of these two? And then, you know, so that's all. I'm not saying I put it on her, but just I just try to find people locally for that to lean on. Then I just kind of go with what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're in Bellevue and you're in District 1, you're going to vote for Herb Evers.
Who?
My father.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Of course.
My father is.
That's all there is.
Hello. Yeah. If we don't live there, if you don't live right in that little area, though, you can't vote.
If there's anybody listening who lives in Ward 1 of Bellevue, Nebraska, so we're talking to like, I don't know, 1,500 voters.
There's got to be one out there that's listening.
Yeah, 2,000 voters.
Look for that last name, Evers.
Looks like Evers, but it's Evers.
He's going to get the job done. But that's the thing. That's, you know, and that's the deal with like some of these local things. When you learn, you know, when you look into them and you learn, like, I don't expect anybody to know anything about my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, how would they know?
Right.
Yeah.
I know, you know, obviously. Well, my dad, dude was a cop for 30 plus years. He's served the city. He's been involved in so many things that has to do with the city, those decisions.
Yeah.
That's been his life. He would be phenomenal at that position.
Well, did he go on radio at all? Did he do some radio interviews? I'd assume he did.
I don't know if he did any radio, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I know he just did door knocking a lot.
And I think that's,
they go campaign.
You know, when you go into those smaller elections, that's some of the really important stuff. He's been spending a lot of time just going door to door, meeting people. Here's who I am.
You got to get face to face.
Here's the reason why.
Yeah. Walking around.
So I think that's a great strategy, but it's, you know, it's so hard to know. And I just wish that we had a little more clarity with some of these things, but
wouldn't it be cool if there was like a thing where people could communicate with other people, like on a great scale, and they could like listen or watch at their convenience, you know, anytime.
It would be cool
if they did like played the commercial and then. We debated it.
If it wasn't like heavily influenced by other factors,
You're kind of pulling for your dad on this one.
Yeah,
no kidding.
No, it's going to be a wild season, and the sun will come up regardless. It will.
You think?
That's. I think you're right.
Is that up for debate?
So.
I'm kidding.
No.
We'll be good. But could there be a chance that no one gets voted? Because do you remember when you asked Siri months ago who was going to win the election?
She said Kamala by a landslide.
No. Earlier, like, she said nobody. She said it was, like, not going to happen.
Well, I think that was the theory of, like, there's going to be civil unrest and they're not going to be able to complete an election. And
okay, is that still a thing?
Is it possible? Sure. Any of that's possible.
Andy's face is like, sure. Okay, you're going crazy, Morgan.
all I know.
No, I'm just saying, I've seen it many times. I didn't ever ask Siri myself.
But. I think we're already seeing this like bell curve of people are over AI a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to take over the world. It probably will. But when I use it at work, I can tell all it's doing is just grabbing articles and the most popular articles and mm-hmm. then spewing it back together in the order I asked it to. Mm-hmm. I still need to go back in and rewrite it and figure out, oh, that's stupid because that's from the New York Times. That's a lie. You know, you can tell that AI is – it's only as good as the information that it's siphoning off the internet.
Yeah.
So when it's saying something like there's not going to be election, oh, great. You know, some spoof on Google probably had some crazy article that got 400,000 clicks in 2 minutes. So it took from
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, we're going down a rabbit hole. Should I stop? Yeah. No, but look what AI did this morning. It told me to reimagine your photos with a creative backdrop. This is my daughter, our daughter, uh-huh. at a graduation. They put okay. her on an airplane holding a bucket of fruit. Like we're just supposed to.
Did you send that to her?
Instead no. of a diploma?
So I just screenshot it. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
What did it do that for?
It wanted me to add this to my story or make my own. So
she
I took
would
a screenshot.
Love to be on a private plane holding a bucket of fruit in her graduation.
Like, AI, this is bad. So, yeah, anyways.
Yeah, this is not an AI conversation, but it is a shit show. So, yeah, let's be done with this. Yeah.
Okay.
hopefully the streaming went well.
We'll see. We may just take
Shout
this
out.
Down.
Do we have another one?
Oh, yeah, we do. Vote for El Capitan.
He says
captain.
Vote for El Capitan.
Yes.
That's my dad. He was the captain of the police department.
Good
so.
Deal. He got my vote if I was in your district.
Heck, yeah. So. He's getting it. Yeah, buddy.
All right. Yep. And I got word a text that, yeah, it's working. Streams up and good. So, good deal.
So we'll review this afterwards. Hopefully that all... that all plays out okay, and then we'll keep developing this. Maybe get another camera or two in here. Just start figuring out how to do the damn thing.
Never stopping or stop. Yeah, whatever.
Something.
Yeah. Something. All right.
Okay.
All right. So.
Well.
I feel weird. I don't know what to do.
Well, don't we have a closing music?
Yeah. Do your usual. Yeah. What do I do with my hands? Do your usual thing, and I'll end the stream at the end of the song.
Okay. All right. Boom. Here we go. Thanks for watching. Hopefully it worked out for you. Hopefully you know who you're voting for, because I don't. All right, that's it.
All right.
You good?
Yeah.
Peace.
Good.
Later.